That was weak. Let's try that again. Okay. All right, here we go. Ready, go. Clap. All right, there you go. All right, there you go. How are you guys doing? I gotta tell you guys, we have a little bit of a problem. You guys wanna know what that problem is? Say yes. I'm a very interactive human being. I'm Hispanic. I like to talk to people. Guess what? So are you guys. So we're gonna practice interacting today. The problem is that I met with Gary and Armando about a month and a half. And when we were talking about this event, Gary says, all right, great, we're gonna do the event, right? I says, yeah, I'm gonna do the event. I'm excited, I can't wait to be there. I got a lot of information to share. As a matter of fact, I've got 7 years worth of knowledge to share, right? He goes, oh man, I'm excited, I can't wait, right? He says, so how much time do you think you're gonna need? And I said, like a day, just give me the day and I'll take care of it, don't worry. Just give me the whole day. He says, but we don't have a day. I go, what do you mean? I need at least a day minimum. I was actually thinking a day and a half, but I was just, you know, gonna be polite and ask for the day. He says, no, you have 40 minutes. I say, 40 minutes? To share 6.5, 7 years worth of knowledge in 40 minutes? I thought that's gonna be impossible. And then in Gary's wonderful way, you know when he looks at you and he says, I believe in you. And you just kind of like melt and you go, all right, I'm gonna figure out how to do it, you're right. And that's how it happens. So we're gonna get started here, guys. I gotta ask you guys a question though. Who has a pen? Can you show me your pen? All right, I'm gonna make you use that thing, okay? You're gonna write, you're gonna draw, you're gonna scribble, because we're gonna learn something that is very, very important. How many of you guys realize that as business people, some of us build a business and that business provides us a great income? Say yes. Yeah, right? And yet, how many of you guys realize that there is a major difference between building an income and building a business? There's a major difference between the two. And that's what we're gonna talk about today. What we're gonna talk about today is I'm gonna take you step by step what I did to go from 6.5 years ago, I'm not ashamed to admit this, I was living off of $1,300 a month. By the way, I live in Southern California, that means I couldn't afford rent. That's what that means. Literally 6.5 years ago, I couldn't afford rent. My beautiful wife at the time was getting our groceries delivered from my wonderful mother-in-law. She didn't want to tell me because Latino men, raise your hands. Yeah, our egos are a little too big to handle the truth sometimes, yes? So our wives kind of protect us from the truth. And I'm happy to say that today, guys, I run 5 companies, the largest of which sells 4,000 homes a year, but that's not what I'm proudest of. I'm proudest of the fact that it requires 10 hours a week of my time. 4,000 homes a year, 10 hours a week. So who is down for a little of that action? Raise your hands, you guys wanna learn how that happened? Okay, good, so that's what we're gonna talk about, okay? Specifically, what I wanna show you guys is this. 7 years ago, when I was in that state, where I couldn't even bring home an income, where I couldn't afford groceries, heck, where we couldn't even afford rent, where I was literally living in a one bedroom, not even an apartment, it was one bedroom in my mother's house, right? And I was down and out and I was depressed and I, quite honestly, you guys know, because this is, I'm a human being and this happens sometimes, quite honestly, sometimes I couldn't even get out of bed. Anybody ever felt that before? At some point in your life, yeah, sometimes that happens, you go through stuff. And I felt like I needed motivation, I felt like I needed inspiration, and this changed my life. And if you guys have ever read my book, you know what's coming. This picture changed my life. You see, I don't even know why I did that to myself, because I want to start crying already. But those are my 2 babies. And at the time, guys, at the time, things had gotten so bad for me personally, that I remember we got a heat wave in Southern California and there was 104 degrees outside. And I remember being so broke that I couldn't afford to fix the air conditioner. Everybody makes an income. Some of us make small incomes, some of us make larger incomes, and some of us, we stop building and we stop growing and we stop becoming our true potential just because our parents made 50 grand a year and we make 150 grand a year and we think we've made it to the mountaintop. I wanted more than that. I wanted to create a legacy business. I wanted to create something that lived on past my time here. I wanted to create something that I could pass on to my children. I wanted to make an impact. I was crazy enough to believe 7 years ago that when Steve Jobs said that he wanted to put a dent in the universe, you guys have heard that statement, right? I was just dumb enough to think, okay, well, if he could do it, I could do it too. And that's what I'm here to show you. I'm here to show you that path, okay? So here's my belief. Success in business, guys, I want you to write it down just like this, is typically fueled by something that is missing that you desperately want to have. Keyword is what? Desperately. Desperately is the key word. Some of you are stuck right now in your production right now. Can I tell you why? Say yes. Because you ain't desperate about fixing anything. Because in your mind, you think you made it. You see, I desperately wanted to get my kids out of that icebox. I desperately wanted to build a beautiful home that they could be proud of. I desperately wanted to get them a pool. I literally built everything that I built in the last 7 years just because I was desperately seeking a better life for them, and I desperately didn't want them to ever be in an icebox anymore. 7 years worth of success in business just because I wanted to get my kids a pool. I posted on Instagram a couple days ago, I may not be the smartest guy in the room, but I'm very good at knowing exactly what I want. Question for you, do you know exactly what you want? Do you know exactly what is missing? And are you desperate to get it? Point number two, or a thought that I want you to think about. What are the three things that you want your business to produce for you that it currently isn't? Think about this. And for some of you guys, I encourage you, talk to your spouse about this when you get home. What are the three things that you want your business to produce for you that it currently isn't? You see, some of us, we just want peace of mind. We're in a sales business, yes or no? And with sales comes ups and comes downs. It's just natural. Some of us, you know what we want, man? You know what? I wish my business just gave me a little peace of mind. Who could agree with that? Yeah, anybody? Yeah, a couple of us, right? Or for some of us, we say, you know what, man? The heck, foundation for me, I wish it could just produce for me a steady, stable flow of resources. Some of us may write, you know what? I want my business to provide for me an ability to lead and help others and impact others' lives. Yet for other people, they say, you know, I want my business to provide for me an opportunity to change the world. And if you listen to all the different options that we have of what we want our business to produce for us, the beautiful thing is you've either thought those options or you've seen other people think those options, yes or no? And we look up to the crazy people like Steve Jobs. The problem is we think we're different than them. Let me tell you right now, we're all created by God. We all have the same potential. We all have the same capacity. The only thing different is what you're thinking up here. The size and the speed of your business, people, write this one down. This one is big. The size and the speed of your business is determined by how much of and how urgent you want to receive what is missing. I remember when we started our business, Intero. By the way, has anybody ever heard of Intero? Outside of me in social media, right? Well, let me tell you what happened. At the time, we started ground zero, day number one. No experience running a brokerage, no nothing. And the other disadvantage that I had was that at the time, no one knew what Intero was in Southern California. Everybody knew what Remax was. Everybody knew what Century 21 was. Everybody knew what Keller Williams was. Everybody knew all of those brands. Nobody knew us. As a matter of fact, I felt sorry for our first five or six agents because they would call on the phone and they'd say, hi, this is so-and-so with Intero Real Estate Services. And then you would hear this little pause And then you would hear them say, yeah, in tarot. Like I, N, T. And I remember feeling so nervous. I was like, ay, Dios mío, santísimo, these poor people. Because nobody knew who we were. Today, you look in the MLS right now, today in Southern California, there's only two brands producing more than we are, Keller Williams and Realty One. And they give away the shop, so I don't even count them. So I count us as number one. You could clap, that's okay. You could clap, yeah, that's kind of cool to clap. I'm proud to say that. I'm proud to say that even the national brands, the C21s, they don't produce as much as we do. But guess why? Right here. You want to change your life? Say yes. Just read that one right there. The size and the speed of your business is not determined by the brand, is not determined by the way you look, is not determined by your hair, is not determined by your skin color, is not determined by what your abuelito said, is not determined by what your mom taught you. It's determined by what? By how much of and how urgent you want to receive what's missing. Who wants to do more? Raise your hands. There's your answer right there. Now, what I've noticed in my years in business is that every business and every business person, as they're building their business, gets stuck in a couple of places. I know that naturally you might feel a little tingle, a little inspiration, a little motivation right now, yeah? That's natural. And you're gonna feel a lot of that at this great event, right? Throughout this week. What I'm gonna do right now, and I was thinking about this last night, I'm so happy that you guys are seeing this first, because it's gonna show you how to not only take that motivation and inspiration and apply it, but the roadblocks that could be coming ahead so that you can build past those roadblocks, okay? What I'm gonna show you right now is I'm gonna show you that every single business and every successful business follows a certain timeline. But look at the next statement. Every failure finds a way to not follow it. Every failure finds a way to not follow it. This year, in June, I held an event called Relentless. You guys know what that is? Relentless, anybody? Yeah, some of you guys were there, yeah. By the way, you guys are like this. You guys freaking clap if you want to clap. Who cares if the person next to you ain't clapping? Who cares? Yeah, live a little, people. This is not rap. Like, you're amongst your people here, right? Celebrate, enjoy life, for crying out loud. Listen, let me tell you something right now. Another little tip, write this one right now. I'm full of tips, by the way, so just keep writing. If you're shy in here, you're gonna be 10 times shyer out there in the marketplace. If you're shy in here, you're gonna be 10 times shyer out there in the marketplace. This is a place where you're safe. Gary has done an incredible job at building a community where you can be safe to express yourself, your true self. So many people are so stuck in the ego. The ego has a control over our mind, over what we do. And the only time we feel liberated is when a freaking sports team scores a touchdown. Stop celebrating over a sports team. You ain't getting paid for that crap. Celebrate yourself, yes or no? Yeah. Okay, there we go. So this is there you go, now we got them alive. There you go. So this year, I put on an event, I made a big risk, I'm a big risk taker kind of guy, and I said, you know what, who's the biggest guy out there right now? Who's the biggest guy in social media? Gary Vaynerchuk. You guys know who Gary Vaynerchuk is? Yeah, so I said, Lauren, my assistant, find out how much it costs. Find out how much it costs to get him here. She comes back, she puts me a little number on a papelito and she hands it across my desk, right? And I flip it over and then I drop, right? And then I pick myself up. It was a six-figure amount. Now, I'm a big believer in taking big business decisions, making big business decisions and making them fast. I'm also a big believer, if you've ever read my book, in living by faith and not by fear. And so when you combine the two, right, Lewis, we had a decision to make as an organization. When you combine the two, within 30 minutes, I said, send a deposit, and we'll figure out the rest later. I've got another little one for you. If you want to be wealthy, learn to trust your gut. If you want to be mediocre, listen to what everybody else says. So at that event in Relentless, Gary Vaynerchuk was on stage. It was a powerful event. We sold out 1,000 people, max capacity, really only my second time ever doing it, I introduced what's called the legacy timeline or the legacy ladder. It's something that I created that I'm going to show you today. This is the step-by-step process of what it takes to create a legacy business, of what it takes to build an empire. I'm going to show you step-by-step, and I'm also going to show you the roadblocks. Step number one is the idea formation stage. So draw a little line on your paper, right? And the first little dot, step number one is the idea slash formation stage. For many of us in this room right now, this is the time in our lives when we got our license for the first time, right? When we're going to take our tests, when we're ordering our business cards, we're really, really excited about this process, right? We're excited, we've got hopes, we've got dreams, we're gonna be millionaires, so forth and so on. We can see a beautiful, beautiful future. And then the second phase, step number two, is called the launch. The launch. That's when the business is actually launched. That's when you start working, right? If I owned a restaurant, for example, I would open my doors and the business is launched. If I own a tech business, for example, by the way, who knows Leo Pareja in this room? I was telling Gary the other day, I had a private 1-hour meeting with him. It takes a lot for me to be impressed by people. I was like floored by that guy. And you guys are in for a treat. He's got an incredible presentation for you guys, by the way. But in the launch phase, I thought about Leo because he's launching something right now. And if I do a tech business, then that's the day that my website goes live, right? You guys with me so far? Yeah, you guys with me? All right. So then what comes third? Here's where most of us get stuck. Massive, never-ending execution. Write that down. Not work a little bit, get a commission check, and stop working. Massive, never-ending execution. The key words are massive, never-ending execution. This is the biggest problem, and I'm gonna tell you right now, please listen to what I'm about to tell you. You cannot deny it. You see it in your office. You see it in your county. You see it in your state. This is where people get stuck right here. Yes or no? Why? We're two generations removed from our family coming to this country. So psychologically speaking, think about what happens in the subconscious mind. My grandfather maybe made $30,000 a year if he was lucky. My mother, when we first got here, my mother, when we arrived to California from New York City, didn't even know how to drive. And I convinced her, because I've been a great salesperson, that I have been since 12 years old, I convinced her to buy a stick shift. We bought a Hyundai XL stick shift. So she not only did she not know how to drive, she had to learn how to drive a stick shift. If you've ever met my mother, she's passed on now, but she was a little 4'5" Hispanic woman that was very tímida, you know what I'm talking about? Like very nervous. So she would pull up to like a street, a stop sign, and there would be a red light, and if the street was doing this and the car starts going backwards, then the clutch would mess up, the car would turn off, my brother and I would have to get up and pull, and she'd start looking at the mirror and start sweating because people were honking, and it was just a mess. So at 13 years old, I was the one driving the family around. Illegally, by the way. I just thought it was normal. I got my license finally at 16, but for 3 years, mom didn't want to drive, so guess what? I just thought it was normal. And I started driving. I'm telling you the story because mom, when we got here, worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken just to make ends meet. What do you earn at Kentucky Fried Chicken? I don't know, 15 grand a year or something? So then we get into real estate or mortgage or title or whatever business you want to consider. And we make $100,000. Or $150,000, or $200,000. Let's just talk openly. We subconsciously think that's a lot of money. Yes or no? Let's just be real. And the proof is in the fact that if you look in our industry, that's where most people stop. Because subconsciously, we think we've arrived. And where does that come from? It just comes from the examples that we've had in the past. So subconsciously, what I'm trying to tell you is that we are wired to work just to get us a little bit further than where we see everybody else, and then we go, oh, all right, I'm doing pretty good, actually. I drive a nice car, I got me a nice little purse, right? My teeth are all fixed, they're no crooked no more, everything is good. Everything is good. And so we stop, and we stop the massive, never-ending execution. And I'm gonna tell you another reason why we stop is because we really don't have a vision for the future, that's why. We don't have a big enough, exciting enough vision for the future. When you have a big enough, exciting enough vision for the future, that's when your life will change forever. That's when you won't struggle to get up early. That's when you won't struggle to show up every single day to the office. That's when, regardless of how much you earned in a week, that won't affect you, because your business will no longer be about money. Your business will be about impact. I'm gonna tell you right now, I have a big problem right now. Can I tell you what it is? The last thing I want right now is income. I have too much of it. I have too much of it. Guess what that means? I have to pay too much taxes. I don't want more income. Give me gold, give me a stock certificate, give me a house, give me anything but income. Who would like to have that problem? That's the kind of problem you want to have. You see, money, write this down, money comes in direct proportion to the value that you are providing to the world. Money is energy. We have been wired to think that money is the everything. It's not. Money is the byproduct. It's the byproduct. But when we're two generations away, and when my grandfather had to make money just to survive, guess what? We put all of this energy and all of this focus, and some of us were raised with this icky feeling about money in our hearts, because when there was money, the family was happy, and when there wasn't, everybody was upset, yes or no? So we make money this big thing. Let me tell you right now, it's not. It really isn't. You ever heard really wealthy people say it's not about the money? And in your head you go, yeah, right, of course it is. Because it really isn't. It's about a longer vision. It's about a long-term purpose. It's about a destiny that you're trying to achieve. It's about an impact that you're trying to make. And by the way, do not ever minimize what you do. I look at professional athletes, and some of us in our minds will say something like, yeah, but it's because they're in the major leagues. They make $50 million a year, right? Well, yeah, of course. Here's the way I think. There's no way I'm gonna let someone that swings a bat out-earn myself. I'm not gonna let that happen. If I do, I have failed in life. Because I'm gonna bring more value to this world than someone that can swing a bat. You see what I'm talking about, guys? That's a big vision. That's a big purpose. I'm here to change the freaking world. I'm here to impact people's minds. I'm here to show people what's possible. And as a result of that, yeah, money will never be, that'll always come. That's the easy part. But you can't get it, guys. Listen, 3 to 4 years, 3 to 4 years of massive, never-ending execution, hard work, 7 days a week if you have to. And when you do that, you will have earned the right to move on to the next stage. What's the next stage? Write down momentum. 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 At the most, 95% of us reach momentum, and then guess where we go right back down to? Let me tell you what happens. We go right back down to launch, and it sounds like this, oh crap, babe, I'm running out of money. Let me get back to work. Yes or no? And we're laughing because we know it's true. We know it's true, right? Hey, listen. I'm here to expose you to it so that you could then do some internal research so that you could start working on it in yourself, because that's a problem, people. Listen to me, if that's how you're living right now, question, what's gonna change to make sure you don't live like that until 10 years from now? Something has to change. If not, whether you like it or not, You're going to look back 10 years from now, and your wiring is going to keep you in the exact same place that you are today. Leverage growth is incredible. Leverage growth to me means that now you get to bless other people, develop other people, develop other leaders. Our investment company, where we buy and remodel houses, we will buy and remodel and sell 50 to 60 homes this year. It requires zero of my time. Listen to me very carefully, zero. I don't see them, I don't run CMS, I don't do anything. My buddy just walks in and goes, hey, we just closed another one. But guess what the best part about that is? Is that I took my best friend in life, someone that I can confide him, someone that was down and out, someone that needed an opportunity, and I provided him an avenue to develop his dreams. That's what I'm proudest of. And as a result, we both win 50-50. We both are partners in this thing. We've got offices now that are sprouting all over the place. We've got franchises, people that are calling us to develop their own franchises now. We've got my friend Luis Rodriguez in the room, who as a human being has grown so much in the last 2 years. I don't even think you recognize yourself, do you? That's how much he's growing and developing. See, that's the beauty of life right there, guys, right there. That's where you want to get. You want to get to a place where you have leveraged growth, because that's when you can start teaching other. How many of you guys have stuff that you could teach other people? Raise your hands. Yeah. And guess what? If you teach enough people, then you can start develop leadership within those people, and then you can bless people that otherwise would have never, ever, ever thought to own an office or run an office, yes or no? You'll see it pretty soon. I will step out of my role as CEO of Intero, of my company, and I'm gonna bless my brother. My brother's a freaking animal. He really is. He's a special, unique human being. And I'm gonna go build our coaching company, Empire University. And someday I'll step away from that and I'll bless somebody else. You get the picture? Now watch this. What do? We do the opposite sometimes. Think about this. From the smallest thing as the file in your transaction. I know better. No one touches my files. Well, I don't understand. Why not? What's going on? No, because it's because I do it my way. Let me tell you something right now. If you cannot delegate a file, you'll never be able to delegate a company. Let me say that again. If you cannot delegate a file, you will never be able to delegate a company. And you will always have a high-paying job versus a business. I know people right now that earn $1.5 million a year in this industry that don't know it, but they have high-paying jobs. They don't have businesses. Because a business is something that grows independent of you. How many of you understand what I'm talking about right now? Is this helping? Yes? Yes. Last but not least, the final phase is legacy. What I like to call a legacy business. It's something that you can leave your name on. It's something that you can pass on. It's something that is moving and operating and growing, kind of like this hotel. Who owns this hotel? You don't know. You're never going to meet them because they're not here washing the dishes. They're not here checking you in. They're not here making sure that the room is correct, right? They've created something that has blessed other people with a job. And those people have an opportunity to move up within the company. Yes or no?
Yes.
Think about that. Think about every restaurant you visit. Think about every hotel you go to. Think about that's an example of what you want to become. I had to move quickly, so I'm gonna give you guys an opportunity later on for us to connect. But here are a couple of points because I literally got 8 minutes and 45 seconds to go. I've got three final thoughts for you in closing, okay? And these are gonna be thoughts that I want you to write down, put them on sticky notes, tattoo them on your forehead, whatever you gotta do. But don't forget them because they're big thoughts that have helped me in my journey to go from literally not being able to afford rent to now saying, don't give me more income. I don't need that stuff, right? Number one, never mistaken the faith you must have to succeed with the ability to confront the brutal reality of where your business is. Damn it, that's a big one. Never mistaken the faith you must have to succeed with the ability to confront the brutal reality of where your business is. Do you guys know what I mean by this? Obviously, guys, in order to succeed in business, you gotta have faith. I mean, it's the foundational principle I talk about in the book. Like, without faith, like, you could pretty much forget it. Because business is tough, people, right? You're gonna go through ups and downs. Business is hard, it's challenging. And sometimes, however, we have so much faith that we keep saying to ourselves, it's gonna get better, it's gonna get better, it's gonna get better. Hold on a second. The brutal reality of where your business is. Sometimes you gotta look at the brutal reality of where your business is. Sometimes you gotta look at it and say, okay, wait a minute, hold on, Danny, think here. Why is this happening over and over and over again? Why do I set appointments and they back out on me over and over and over again? Why do I get to the point where I can pull out my pen and I can ask for a signature on the contract, and guess what? They always say, well, let me think about it, I'll call you back later. Why does that happen to me over and over and over and over again? Why does it seem like every file is stressful to me? Why does it seem like I get overwhelmed when I'm only dealing with 4 or 5 files? And I know there's other people out there that deal with 25 or 35 files. And to them, it seems pretty easy. Why does that happen? Who am I being that is causing that to happen? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Who am I being that is causing that to happen? If you get really, really good at this whole personal responsibility thing, where you don't blame anybody else for anything, and you start accepting responsibility for everything that goes on in your life, all of a sudden you'll get more comfortable with questions like that. Who am I being that is causing this to happen? When my beautiful wife and I get into arguments, guess what? It's always whose fault. And it's never my fault, I'll tell you that right now. Never. It's her problem. She's the one. If only she thought like this. If only. And then I gotta stop, right? And then I gotta say, wait, hold on, Danny, time out. Who am I being that is causing this to happen? And then when I do that, I all of a sudden, and I go, oh, damn it. All right, I hate to admit it, but I'm being this and this and this and this and this and this and this. Well, let me tell you something. Guess what? You're being something in your business that is not allowing it to grow. You're being something in your business that is not allowing it to grow. Point number two, do whatever you do in a duplicatable fashion. If not, you'll always have what? A high-paying job. By the way, you can have $1 million a year high-paying job. Do whatever you do in a duplicatable fashion. If not, you'll always have a high-paying job. I think back to when I was a salesperson, and I think back to the way that we would bring in leads. And I think back to a time where I used to write them down on a little, I always say the word papelito. I don't know, I remember that word. And anyways, I just always would write it down on a piece of paper, right? And I remember little by little, I would start losing these pieces of paper. So I was literally losing money. And I remember one day saying, you know what? Not only is that not duplicatable, that's costing me a lot of money. I accept responsibility for that. That's my bad. I'm messing up. I need to change that. And I remember at a very early age and a very early time in my business going and utilizing technology where nobody else really wanted to do any of that stuff. I remember very early on, 7 years ago, starting to utilize social media because I knew what was, by the way, here's another little tip. If you're not taking Facebook and Instagram seriously, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you. I'm going to tell you right now, people are looking you up and they're judging you based off of the amount of followers that you have and the content that you post, whether you like it or not. Your competitors are beating you just because they have a couple of extra thousand followers and they take it more seriously. Who are you being that is causing that to happen? Last but not least, and this is a big one. And by the way, very conscious of the fact that in my area in Southern California, some people don't like me, some people don't like us. That's okay. I'm okay with that. I know I have a very aggressive nature. That's okay. But it's because of this next point. And I would wish more of the world was this aggressive. Once you accept second place, that's where you tend to receive the rest of your life. Once you accept second place, that's what you tend to receive the rest of your life. John F. Kennedy. Some of you guys are in the back five rows. I wouldn't do that if I were you. There's seats up in the front row. Come up, get closer. Once you accept the back row, you'll always get the back row. Does this make sense, people? And I want you to apply this in every area of your life, even in the small things. The groceries that you buy your family. People, it's your freaking family. Don't go to Food for Less to save a dollar. Don't do that crap. They deserve more. That's why you leave. That's why you work so hard. Do you know how many of us are getting sick nowadays? And we don't correlate the fact that we're buying garbage groceries and drinking garbage water and eating garbage food at garbage restaurants? Don't be going to Denny's and McDonald's. That's not food. That's not even second place. That's like 17th place. Stop accepting that in your life. Start accepting the best. You're here in Dallas, you want to change your life? Accept the best. The Ritz-Carlton is right across the street. Guess what? The plate is only $30 as compared to maybe somewhere else it's $15. Spend an extra $15. Ay, pero no lo tengo. That's why you don't have it, because you don't accept it. Listen to me right now. You'll never have a lot of money if you're scared of money. You'll never have a lot of money if you're scared of money. You'll never have a lot of anything if you accept second place. Jay-Z says, men lie and women lie, but numbers never lie. And if anything that I could wish for you guys is that you could walk into a room, you can be a part of a group of people and know, listen to me very carefully, and know that no matter what, that you're providing a great business, something that is giving back to people, something that is changing people's lives, something that is developing leaders, something that is causing people who maybe before couldn't see a brighter future, and you're allowing them to see that. That's what this is about, people. That's the opportunity you have. That's the blessing that you have. And I wish that you take full advantage of it. Thank you. On Instagram, Facebook, this is way too short. I really need like 2 days with you guys, so if you want to hook up, look me up on Facebook, and I've got a couple copies of the book if you want one in the back. Thank you very much. Thank you.